Oh, good evening. Don't be afraid. My, you're such a fetching traveler. It's been a real pleasure to stalk you. I like the way your footsteps sound. You walk with purpose, don't you? Delightful. My darling human, face to face at last. Your fear won't serve you now, so ignore it. Oh, don't bother with the formalities either. I already know your name. Oh yes, I've been waiting for you to be alone. Your adventuring party is very endeared to you. They won't even let you be alone when you go tend to the horses. I can't blame them. You must be very valuable to them. And they seem friendly. They look at you while you're talking. They hand you a mug of ale when your glass is empty. Oh, they're your friends. That's sweet, but I don't think you're ever going to see them again. Oh yes, I've been watching you for a while. Since the last town you stopped at, actually. That war horse you ride leaves such deep hoof prints. You're easy to track, even if you do travel by daylight. I know. I've stalked many humans. You have questions. Let me guess. You want to know what I want? No? You don't want to know? You just assumed I wanted your blood. Well, that's an excellent guess, because I do. I mean, I also want you. You know, you're the only one in 2 centuries who's been able to put that together. No, really. One of my victims threw a coin purse at me, then told me to take it. I was wearing imported silk at the time. I've never been more insulted. To think I would crave something as common as money. What happened to them? The one that threw the coin purse? Oh, you're sweet to ask. I snapped their neck and sucked out the bone marrow. There's something very indulgent about feeding on a fool. I know it's probably not good to ingest that kind of stupidity. But then again, I know I'm doing humanity a favor by ending them. But we've gotten off topic. You're not a fool, are you? I knew you were more than just a pretty face. You got me talking. Revealing how I eat my prey. You got me to show you that I'm prideful. That I have a bit of a temper. and then I'm prone to fits of nostalgia. Though you would be too if you were my age. Those are possible weaknesses of mine that you could exploit. Very impressive. I'm going to step closer. I see the tension in your hands, precious human. Don't reach for your weapon. If you do, this will be over too quickly. I want to savor you, to enjoy you. Let me look at you. I wish you'd brought a lantern. I've watched you for so long under the glow of tavern torches. I'd hoped to see your skin warmed by the light of a fire. Shh. It's all right. Let me get closer to you. I need this. I need to see you. Here, let me brush away your hair. Be still. You so resemble someone I once knew. It's as if the gods gave you their face just to taunt me. You even smell like them. Did you know your parents? I see. It doesn't matter. I think I'm asking you questions because I like hearing your voice. It washes over me, making me remember better days. I bet you didn't know that your presence could be like a gift to an old soul like me. It's okay. It's okay. I see the tension in your human body. You're quite safe right now. I mean, you don't have a choice about what happens next. But you're safer than you think. That's exactly what a dangerous vampire would say to placate their victim. I do enjoy you. You're so clever, so quick. Don't worry. I'm going to keep you. You smell incredible. Like the smoke from a warm hearth. I just want to wrap myself up in you. But I need to take you away before your meddlesome friends come looking. It's all right, my darling. Focus on the sound of my voice. Relax. I see the tension in your face. Relax the space between your eyebrows. Feel the weight of your eyelids. Good. Now unclench your jaw. Feel the sensation of your body relaxing. Feel it melting down your neck. The muscles unwinding. Your breath evening out. Breathe a deep breath in and a long, slow breath out. You're going to hear my voice go from left to right and right to left. Oh, you're doing so well. I am going to count, and I want you to focus on me and your breath. Let the rest of this wretched world melt away. All of your thoughts and worries can wait. It's just us now. Only this moment, this breath. When you wake, you'll be warm and safe, in a place where we can be together, and you won't have to worry about anything else ever again. One, take a deep breath. Feel yourself sinking deeper. Two, deeper still. Three, focus on my voice. Four, feel your body relaxing. Five, you're doing very good. Six, breathe. Seven, almost there. Eight, there's no rush. Nine,